Are you finally awake, darling? That's good. You still have a fever, and are you still nauseous? I'm so sorry. I already called your girlfriend and called your date off. I explained everything. You've been so sick this morning. With everything that's going on in the world, even if this is a minor bug, we don't want anyone catching it, so just stay home tonight, okay? I'll take care of you. No, no complaints. You're staying home. Okay? There you go. That's a good boy. I'm sorry. That's a good young man. I remember being your age. So young and free and independent. But, you know, you'll still be my little boy, even when you're old and infirm. You put me in a... Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you? Now, come here. Put your head in my lap. There you are. Now, do you remember the last time we did this? It was a few years ago, wasn't it? You were sick then, too. What was it? Just a cold? You had to stay home, and I fed you soup and crackers, and then you passed out on my lap. You were so cute. Did you know that I took a few selfies that day? I couldn't help it. You were just so cute. But don't worry. I won't be taking any pictures of you while you're sick today. Not even to embarrass you to your girlfriend. I'm not quite that cruel of a mother after all, am I? You don't see me as one of those evil queens from like a Disney movie now, do you? At least I certainly hope not. But perhaps maybe just as hot? On another note, after a while, if you feel well enough to call her, that should be perfectly fine. I don't see anything wrong with a phone conversation, as long as you feel up to it. Although, I think I might have to get in on that conversation and tell her all about our little time together. Mother's prerogative, after all. And besides, you seem a lot more serious about this one than your past girlfriends. So, if there's a chance that she might be the future daughter-in-law, then I need to start working on her, now don't I? Oh, don't worry. We'll just be talking about you behind your back. But today, I need to take good care of you, don't I? Pamper you? Make sure you get better? So, what would you like to do today? Just rest? Or maybe I could tell you one of the stories of when you were younger. Do you remember the time you went to school and you forgot to put your shirt on, but you put your jacket on and just got on the bus? Oh, it must have been a chilly day that day. Or how about the time we went to the botanical gardens? You were so obsessed with those giant lily pads and the frogs jumping between them that you wanted to try it yourself. That wasn't the best idea, now was it? You were so young then. Oh, And the petting zoo, where the goat tried to eat your shorts? That was a long walk back to the car, wasn't it? Oh, my dear. Those were such fond memories. And I will always think of you with great love every time I think of them. What's wrong, dear? You look a bit more ill. Don't tell me that reminiscing about your past is making you a little bit more nauseous. Oh, don't worry. I won't tell her about all these little incidences that you've had in the past. At least, not until you're married. And then it's free game. Because then we're definitely family. And we can share all the secrets we want together. Her mother and I will get to know each other quite well. But until then, I suppose you two deserve some privacy together. And for now, tonight, you are my sick baby little boy, and I am going to take the best care of you that I can. So, do you feel up to eating a little soup? I've got some broth on the stove for you. It's your favorite homemade chicken and noodle. None of that canned stuff. You do? Excellent. Then I'll go get your favorite cup. I'll be back in about a minute, okay? Don't go anywhere, my little baby boy.